This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So, boys, what have you been up to?
We've been doing
some podcasts.
We've done some vidcasts. We're having some technical difficulties right now, but we did our own version of the Beyonce Single Ladies song. We did a dance video for it, which we're editing and trying to get up at this point.
But it's stuck in my computer.
Yeah.
Did that involve you both in leotards?
Sort of.
Yeah.
I wore a tutu and big rubber boots.
Ads and I are going to want to put a ring on it when we see it.
Oh, most definitely.
Yes. A big fat diamond one with 10 carats, probably.
Tiffany's baby, all the way.
Now, speaking of funny costume, we also, we're not supposed to tell you this, but we'll try and tell it to you without really getting ourselves in trouble.
Yeah.
So we were invited to go on a promo in drag for a new TV series here in the US with a very, very famous American drag queen.
We won't say who it is.
I don't think I actually know any American drag queens. Do you, Ginny?
You do.
No.
You better work. Cover girl. Work it, girl. That's all we're going
to
say.
Oh, RuPaul.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And do you boys have drag names now?
A drag name?
Yeah.
Gabe was changing his drag name every hour as the day went on.
Mine was like, it was Sherry Trifle, and then it was Sherry Pop, and then I was going to be Simply Delicious, and then I chose Sherry Pop. But I never got to say what my drag queen name was.
Now, a question, boys. You know how you think of your porn star name? You think of the first, your name of your first pet and the name of the first street you lived in?
If you're interested, Ginny, my porn star name is Tuffy Champion.
Ah!
I think mine's Cleo Capella or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That
anyway.
Sounds like an empress's name back in Egypt.
Yeah. We want to ask you guys, because we don't know if you're behind or forward or ahead or whatever you call
where
it.
Where you are.
Yeah, we don't even know what the term is in Australia.
Or over or whatever.
But there's two things that are the huge, massive, massive craze here, and it's overtaking everything, and that's Twitter. Have you got Twitter accounts?
No.
No, we're actually, a lot of people are getting it here, though, Twitter.
Is it worth getting it?
So is there a Hump Day Crew Twitter account?
No.
Should we create one?
You should. Hurry up and jump on that bandwagon.
I tweet Barack Obama, Mariah Carey, and P. Diddy.
Ooh.
And Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. Get going. You need your individual Twitter accounts. You need a Hump Day Crew Twitter account. You need a Joy Twitter account.
Get with the technology, people. Yeah.
So what's the good thing about Twitter, apart from its name?
It's just another way of prostituting yourself online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can never whore yourself too much.
No, exactly.
Is it like the new Facebook?
I don't know.
It's a Facebook status change without the rest of Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you just constantly update all your friends and everybody else with what you're doing every second of the day.
Would you like to meet the bish?
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, is it bitch? What is it?
What is it?
We don't speak in Deutsche, baby.
Oh, no. Jonathan might be able to speak his language, though, I think. Oh,
hello. Sorry, I'm late. Hello, gents.
Hello.
Is
it a pommy?
Yes, it's Bish. Well, I think we've spoken briefly about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
On a sex line?
I think it was. You caller number 2? I think I may well have been on there. It wasn't my fault, though. I misdialed. I do apologise.
To join that day crew.
It is amazing.
Every hump day. Were there nationwide auditions for you to get? What did you have to do to get this
there
role?
There was like, thousands was upon like thousands on a national call-up. Yeah, there was a riot at one point. But luckily, I managed to bitch slap all of them, and I managed to get through the singing, the underwear segment, the cooking bit was okay. It was just
underwear
I think Adam was abusing his position somewhat.
I bet you got the gig because you bitch slapped Adam, and he probably really likes that.
What are you suggesting, boys?
I think it's a government-sponsored position they can only give to a European for tax breaks.
Yeah, you're
Damn, they found this out, Ads.
Have you ever had Vegemite before?
Yeah, it's the poor, awful cousin to Marmite.
Yeah, well, that's
I had Vegemite, and I have to say I didn't like it very much. Oh, you can't. It's illegal or something, isn't it?
It's what? No, it's illegal. We're getting it at a restaurant down the street.
Ah!
Listen, when I lived in Milan, I had an Australian roommate. Her name was Bernessa, and I thought it was a pretty funny name. Is that a common name?
We do, too.
Bernessa. What the?
Yeah.
It's like her parents like the name Vanessa and Burnett. Yes. And like, oh, we can't decide.
Like, Bernessa, you crazy Australians and your names. Anyway, and then she gave me Marmite. Maybe she was getting back at me for making fun of her.
Yeah, probably.
You mean Vegemite, not Marmite.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, Vegemite. He said he doesn't care what it is. It's all brown and tastes like battery acid. It's all vegetastic. I mean, vegetastic to me.
Oh, we know you've had worse things in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, probably I have. I'm just teasing.
Yes.
I love Vegemite and Australians and people named Vanessa.
Anyway, boys, we need to wrap it up because we have to get going.
We have to give a shout out to our Australian listener whose name's Glenn Story. Hi, Glenn. Gag out.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for listening to our show.
So, boys, what can we expect in the next month before we talk to you again? What's going to be happening on Calling Long Distance?
Oh, my God.
OMGZ.
Yeah, we've got, so, vidcasts. We're doing lots of vidcasts. If you haven't caught our last vidcast, we hiked all the way up to the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, it was fun.
I needed to be a tourist and Gabe needed to work out.
Yeah.
And we've got a whole bunch more celebrity stuff lined up.
Yeah.
Making the most of our time here in Hollywood.
And we've got some, we're going to try to get the Beyonce thing up and we're going to do some other vidcasts. We have a lot of, we're going to be very, very busy. So you'll expect a lot from us.
So all of your listeners, then they should make sure they tune into our show at callinglongdistance.net.
That's right.
Boys, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
See you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.